When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So how big an event is tomorrow's Fed meeting going to be? Because it seems like the markets are more reacting to the Trump trade on tariffs than any other financial news that we're getting. So in today's report, we're going to dive into why the markets dropped over 400 points today, but mortgage rates got better in anticipation of what the Federal Reserve is going to do tomorrow. So let's get to today's news. My name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report two times a day because I'm a federally licensed loan officer. If you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get to what happened today. Well, mortgage rates dropped a little bit, and so did the stock market. The stocks were down over 300 points today, and basically they're just waiting for some certainty from the Federal Reserve, as well as the Trump trade when it comes to tariffs. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So nobody truly knows what's going on with tariffs. So let's take a look at what the Federal Reserve might say tomorrow, one way or another. So they could come out and say, or become a little bit dovish, coming out and saying, well, the jobs market and all the other uncertainties in the market are causing, you know, us to be a little bit concerned. So we're going to err on the side of maybe cutting rates more aggressively in 2025 if this ends up to be bad news. Or they could come out and say this, well, until the Trump trade tariff thing works its way out, we're just going to sit on the sidelines and see what happens. Well, if that happens, you're going to see the market even drop more than this, and you're going to see interest rates spike from there. So hopefully they come out with more of a dovish tone. So let's get over to what the expectations are. So in 20 hours, the Federal Reserve is what? Well, they're expected to do nothing, because you go down through here, there's a 90. We can just say this is a 100% chance the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything at the next meeting. Okay, so here's the things that they look at, and here's the thing that kind of scratches your head. PCE, the inflation number that they look at, actually just dropped tremendously between the last two readings. In February, it was 2.7, and by March, it was 2.3. So that's a pretty darn big move in inflation. We don't have a huge uptick in unemployment, but the GDP just crushed it. It went from a 2.7 positive to a minus 0.3. So the Federal Reserve hopefully will come in and say, well, this GDP is starting to cause some concerns. And if people or an industry start cutting back and start maybe possibly laying off people and we see this tick up, well, we're going to be forced to basically cut rates. So hopefully that's kind of the tone they have, not coming in and being defensive, saying, well, we're just going to wait and see what happens with the tariff trades. And then once it's determined, then we'll come out and tell you what we're going to do. Because if they do that, not good news. But we want to go over to the bond market. Here's the reaction that we had today. And it's been a pretty volatile day over the past couple of days. But here's what we've had over the past month. Here's what we had today. We had a huge uptick. And you can see right through here, all these orange bubbles up here, these are telling me mortgage companies are cutting their rates. And a lot of these mortgage companies are the ones that we use when you use me when I'm swapping over 33 lenders. So I'll come back to that in a minute. But let's get over and take just a little bit of a deep dive into the charting of mortgage-backed securities. So if you're a chartist, you're going to like this. If you're just watching for vanity, this might not be so amusing to you, but I need to discuss it anyways. So a lot of times, here's what I follow when I'm looking to, you know, look to finding a point of entry to lock in my clients. So this is where we're seeing right now. Here's why I didn't lock in people this week, and we're going to see have a volatile week. Here's what happened over the last five trading days. And this might look devastating, but people are going to say, Dan, you rode out this all this way down here And now you're getting an upturn, hoping this comes back. Well, let me explain what my thoughts are here. Here's what we've been seeing over the past, since the beginning of the year. You're starting to see where we're having higher highs. Okay, so here's what I mean. We had a high here. Well, let's say we'll start it from here. This is 2025. We had a high here. We dropped. Then we had a higher high. And then we went down and dropped. Then we had a higher high. We then dropped. And then we had a higher high. Okay, each one of these higher highs are going higher. But the drops are basically ticking right at the top of these trend lines here. Okay, so when I saw this, I'm like, okay, this is giving me a factor over through here. So my next trade line should be here, and we hit it. And now my next trade line should be up here. So my next move in the MBS market, hopefully, if the trends continue, should be up here. And if we continue to get higher highs, it'll move up to here. And again, what you're watching on the screen is the mortgage-backed security market. So as this ticks up, rates are coming down. That's how the mortgage-backed security market works. So what you're seeing this number right through here, this one-day chart, is you're saying, okay, you might be saying, Dan, it's going up. Well, yes, this is when we're following the MBS market, which are mortgage bonds, that gives you a number right up through the 99.33. That is the price of the bond. So how to determine what the yield is? You have to just look at this and say, okay, if the price of the bond is going up, well, the yield is coming down. Well, the bigger the move in the price, well, the bigger the adjustment that we're going to see in rates. You're seeing it many times that these moves might seem substantial, but when you go over to here, not that big a move in really rates. So that's why you have to be really careful in timing all this correctly and really how you're monitoring the markets. So that's where hopefully I can come into play for you. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance your home, I'd love to have the opportunity to help you out. I work at a federal bank, but the unique thing about the federal bank that we work is we're set up with 33 other banks. So how does this help you? Well, because I work at a federal bank, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing too is by being associated with those 33 other lenders, by putting your application in here, I'm going to shop your rate with our bank and all 33 other banks that are lenders that we have behind us. That's assuring you or getting you darn close to having the best rate in the markets at the lowest fees. Now, if you think you can do this on your own and you know everything about it, please do that. Navigate on that on your own, because what I'm looking to do is help people, you know, first-time homebuyers, basically take that application, you know, help them from application to keys in their pockets. Or you might have a lot of people that never refinanced before and they're like, can I refinance? How do I refinance? How much is it going to cost me? Is it going to cost me as much as it did when I bought the house? You might be pleasantly surprised. So check us out. Please reach out to us. You can put in your application right above me. But what we'd like you to do is schedule a consultation right through here. You can schedule that with me or Alan, or give us a phone call. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. If you're a current homeowner now, we have a system right through here. It's called the Home Rate Watch. So you can put in your information right through here of what your current mortgage is, the information, and at what rate would you be interested in us calling you to see if you'd be interested in refinancing. So if you're at 7.5 now, you might say, well, Dan, when it hits 6.5%, give me a call. I'd be interested in doing something. So please check that out, or check out some of the other videos we have down here to help you out, from home buying to what can you do if you're a disabled vet, all the way to understanding your credit scores. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you learned something today. If you did, one way to show me some gratitude, I guess, is if you could subscribe down there. I'm trying to hit 50,000 subscribers this year. Only you can help me. So if you do that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and hope to see you back here tomorrow morning to start this mess all over again. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.